Clear myself.
Now, this is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with a thought for today. Clear myself now. Physical purification is not easily done, but it is easily done. When you think beautiful thoughts, when you do beautiful deeds, when you are beautiful in your eyes, then all is magnificent all of the time. The evidence of being a master is clearly recognizable in the virtues of his being. A master is one who has a clear mind. A master is one who has a pure body. A master is one who is fully in tune with his spiritual reality. Now, those are pretty heavy and pretty deep and pretty important aspects of being a purely physical being. Now, we live in a physical body. We live in a physical world. We live in a human activity. And as we live in this human world, this human activity, what do we do? What sort of ideas and thoughts and dreams do we have? Are we looking for happiness? Are we looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow? Are we looking for the things that are good and beautiful and true and pure in every area of our life? If we are, believe it or not, we'll find it. If you are, you will have it be revealed to you in so many fantastic ways that it'll surprise you completely. Now, the first idea here we were saying, the evidence of being a master is clearly recognizable in the virtues of his being. Now, are you a loving person? Am I a loving person? Always best to start with me. And I always say me. You, that's up to you. I see you, whatever I am. Now, if I am a loving person, if I am a person who has the virtues of my being standing out all over me, not like some great red badge of courage, but like some evidence of the beautiful soul that dwells within this human body. What is my soul? What is this beautiful virtue that lie so lovingly at the core of my being? What are they? Is it, am I a friendly person? What's that? Is that a virtue? Yes, that certainly is a virtue. Am I a friendly person? Do I like myself? Do I like myself? Do I enjoy my own company? Do I think that I'm a nice person to be with? Do I like myself? And if I can answer yes to that, I'm off to a good start. The evidence of being a master is clearly recognizable in the virtues of his being. So, the virtue of liking myself is quite important because people who like themselves are liked by others. People who like themselves live in a world of harmony and peace and love and joy and goodness, right action and truth. People who like themselves are surrounded by people who like themselves. Because people who like themselves are not going to associate with people they don't like, they don't respect, they don't honor, they don't choose to emulate. People who like themselves always like their world. True, true. Look at anybody who likes himself, and they're all about us. Starting it with ourselves, of course. People look about you and see it. All these people around you who like themselves, and think about what they are doing. Are they doing lovely things, beautiful things, happy things, thoughtful things, joyous things, uplifting things? Oh, yes, they are. Are they being a delight in their life and in the life of everyone in their world? Oh, yes, they are. Very much so. This is a grand virtue, a virtue that is so fantastic that it's evident by who we are. You know, people look at our body and they think to themselves, who is that person in there? And they look at our body and they say, what a nice-looking person. What a gentle-type person. What a sensitive-type person. Now that is a master who has a clear mind. A master who has a clear mind lives in a gentle, pure, wonderful body. That mind, you say, is certainly separate from the body. The body is separate from the mind, but they're one. But why can we say that when you have a clear mind, you have a beautiful body? Well, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in my sight. And as they're acceptable in my sight, then I am acceptable in my sight. Do I look at every person on the face of the earth and say, amen, I love you? Unconditionally, I love you because unconditionally I love myself and you are my reflection. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. You are my reflection. Yes. A master is one who has a clear mind. He looks out at the world and he sees all the world good and very good. He looks out at the world and he sees the world a reflection of what's going on in his consciousness, in his attitude about himself, in his thinking. Oh, what a wonderful way to be. What a happy way to be. What a revealing way to be. A master is one who has a clear mind. Yes. Am I master of my world, master of my thought, master of my experiences, everyone? Constantly, I am always master of everything that goes on in my world, and I love it. I'm always master of everything that goes on in my inner awareness, in my inner being, and I love it. A master is one who has a clear mind. Yes, when you look at a person doing nice things, you can be sure they have a clear mind. When you look at a person who is a loving person, unconditionally loving person, a person who goes around with a smile on his face and who has a happiness in his heart, you can be sure that they are a beautiful being with a clear mind, with a clear heart and a clear soul and a clear being. A master is one who has a pure body, truly a pure body. You say, well, look at that person, they're crippled. Look at that person, they got an illness. Look at that person, they've got this, that, or the other thing. Well, stop looking at that person as having an outward experience that's not as pure as you'd like it to be. Start with yourself. Start with looking at yourself. A master is one who has a pure body. Now, if you're always looking for the pills in the world, you're always looking for the doctors in the world, you're always looking for some hang-up. If you have a little incident in your life that says, ouch, do you immediately say, oh dear, what's wrong with me? Or do you say, I'm whole and perfect? When you have some little experience in your life that comes along and says, hey, look at me, I broke my toenail, and you just immediately say, I live in my ideal, spirit, mind, and body. I have a pure body. I have a pure body. I have a pure body. For 1 second, we are not allowed to think of the negativities because we empower them to be in our life and affairs. Now, is that what you want? Is that what you want? Well, Herb, we got to be realistic. If you got a headache, you got to take a pill for it. If you got this, you got to do that. Well, that's what we've been taught, isn't it? And that's what we will do. We'll go around taking pills and taking pills and taking pills until we are just a big pill. A master is one who has a pure body. But his pure body happened first in his thought. His pure body happened only in his thought. And when a master thinks of himself as having a pure body, he has a pure body. I clear myself now. I clear myself now, and I have that ideal body, that ideal mind, that ideal soul now. The evidence of being a master is clearly recognizable in the virtues of his being, of my being. A master is one who has a clear mind. Oh, yes, indeed. A master is one who has a pure body. Oh, yes, indeed. A pure body. With every thought, I accept only the fact that I have a pure body. Not only. With every thought, I accept the fact that I have a pure body. 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 Shouting it, affirming it, being aware of it is not going to change it. I have a pure body because that's my original purity and integrity. Now, I'm going to return in my thinking to my original purity and integrity and experience, once again, that pure body that is my nature, that's at the foundation of me, that is the essence of me. A master is one who is fully in tune with his spiritual reality. My, my. A master is one who is fully in tune with his spiritual reality. Now, what is my spiritual reality? How can I clear myself now and live in my spiritual reality? How can I return to my original purity and integrity? How can I live and experience all the goodness that I am all the time, every moment of my life? How can I do that? A master is one who is fully in tune with his spiritual reality. You're in tune with, when you hear a song played and it's out of tune, it does not sound good. When you hear a singer who is singing off key, it's not good. He just gets back on key. He gets in tune. And when the music is in tune, it's a delight for the ear. It's a delight for all to hear. And it's just a matter of, a master is one who is fully in tune with his spiritual reality. And to get in tune with our spiritual reality is just as easy as a musician getting in tune with the music that he's playing. A musician may have an instrument that has some string or some aspect of it that's out of tune. And as long as it's out of tune, he's going to have impure music, if you could use that word. He's going to have not be fully in tune with his spiritual reality. And you certainly want to do that. Now, if you have a musical instrument that's out of tune and you must play a song, well, get a musical instrument that's in tune, or tune up your musical instrument, or choose a different instrument. If the instrument you're playing is out of tune and you cannot bring it in tune for some reason, your talent and physical ability are not able to do it, well, then sing. And if you're not a good singer, then get a record, get a tape, get a disc that has what you want on it, and let it play. But a master is one who is fully in tune with the spiritual reality. My spiritual reality is my original purity and integrity, which is always absolutely fantastic, glorious, good, wonderful, beyond anything anyone could ever imagine. That's who I am. That's what I am, and that's all I am. And that's a great thing to be. Yes, I clear myself now of all outward experiences that are unlike my original purity and integrity. I claim now for myself that I'm fully in tune with my spiritual reality. I am fully in tune with my spiritual reality. And how do I get in tune with my spiritual reality? I figure out what my spiritual reality is. My spiritual reality is wholeness, goodness, purity, love, unconditional love, happiness, joy, peace, harmony. Yes, that's what my spiritual reality is. I don't live as a human being. I live as a divine being. I don't live as a would-be master, a would-be being, a would-be pure body. I live in the allness right now. And as I live in the allness right now, I express outwardly what that allness is. I express it in everything I do, in everything I say, in everything that I am. I live in my physical purification of magnificence. Now, the evidence of being a master is clearly recognizable in the virtue of his being. Let's change that phrase just now for us, for me. The evidence of me being a master is clearly recognizable as I live the virtues of my being. That's not impossible. As I live the virtues of my being, the evidence of my being a master is clearly recognizable. As I live the virtues of my being, the evidence of being a master, everyone can see. As I have a clear mind, free from all limitations, free from all thoughts that it can't be so, or that it's troublesome, or that I got a problem. If I have a mind clear of all that aspect, then truly I'm living in a master consciousness. And as I look at my body, and I claim that it is good and very good, as I look at my body and I say every organ, action, function of my body is perfect, it's not my bath. That's a silly thing. People take baths and they think that cleans them up. Animals live in their unbathed bodies for years and years and years and smell as glorious as can be. You take a baby wolf. You take a mature wolf. You take a mature wolf who lives out in the wilds, but yet is tamed, yet loves humans. And you smell them. You cuddle them. And they smell as pure as can be. It's not the soap and water that makes us that way. It's the attitude of mind. When an animal is happy with its environment, happy with itself, when an animal has a fear, that fear shines forth in that animal as an odor in its body. You do too. I do too. When I have fear in my heart, my body has an odor about it that says fear. But if I have a pure body, it's because I have a clear mind. I have a pure mind. We look at these sportsmen and we see, because they exercise so heavily, their body is impure. They have that body odor, that strong body odor, and we say, oh my, that's just part of the game. No, it's not part of the game. An athlete does not need to have a body odor. The body odor the athlete has is the evidence of its clear mind, is the evidence of its unconditionally loving consciousness, is the evidence of the beauty of that being. Now, you haven't gone around practicing this lately, but if you were to go around and smell athletes, and smell athletes like a wine taster tastes wine and recognizes the wine from different vineyards, or the smell of a beautiful flower fragrance used in a perfume, and they know what flower it has come from. So, a master is one who has a pure body that reveals from within himself his clear mind and how he is living the virtues of his being. One who is at peace has a cuddly odor about them as a dog or a puppy dog, and you snuggle him. He's got no problem on his mind. He is only as happy as can be, and he has a pure body. Truly, this is so. And I have a pure body. I am fully in tune with my spiritual reality. And as I'm fully in tune with my spiritual reality, all is in divine order in my world. I clear myself now. As I look at myself now, I see myself as a puppy dog without any anxiety without any odor other than just the puppy smell of freshness and beauty. The kitty smell. Oh, how beautiful it is to live in my original purity and integrity. And I can live it now if I choose. Or I can go on taking the pills that the world offers, living in the limitations that the world offers, or I can live in my original purity and integrity, and I can clear myself now. Join me on this wonderful road of clearing myself now. I love you. I love you. I love you.